All right, everybody, you can be seated. Welcome to Fort Worth. I hope you're enjoying your time. We just want you to make this your house. Let's get started today. I was asked to take a few minutes and speak on something that I had, that's something dear to me, and special needs ministry here in the local church. And as if you know Dr. Phil at all, you know he's a why guy. Can I get an amen on that? Don't answer how and what and all of the above until you know the why. So when he was asking me to talk about the why does Calvary have a special needs ministry? A little story came to my mind, happened to me about 10 years ago. I got an invitation from a gentleman in our church to go fishing. And this fellow, I've got to set this up good for you, Bishop Green. He's short, he's light in weight, and deep in pockets. He's loaded, and he owns this ranch, and he's got this incredible fishing hole, and he invites me to go fishing with him. And I'm just thrilled to death, being from Louisiana, growing up fishing, but living here, don't have any land, and I was excited to do this. So I met him at the church early one morning. It's about 5 o'clock, and I've got my fishing tackle out, my poles, my rod and reels. And here he comes pulling onto church campus in this gigantic, brand new, fire engine red, big lift kit, diesel truck. And it's just a rumbling, and he pulls on campus, and it's early in the morning, so he's got all of his running lights. He's got these custom LED lights all over the truck. I mean, this guy has it so tricked out that I'm just standing there in awe of this truck. And he's so small, he opens up the door, and he like crawls out of the little truck, or the big truck, and he walks over, and he asks me if I'm ready to go fishing. I'm all excited. So we meander back to the interstate, and he just punches this truck, and it lets out this incredible, all the men in the room, you know what I'm talking about, that sound of those big diesel trucks, and he had that fuel chip in it, and it was just whining down the road, and those tires, the wah, 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 wah. And I'm just sitting there in amazement at this 70-something-year-old man, this tall, 120 in weight, and worth plenty. And I just asked him this question. I couldn't help it. I said, why do you have a truck like this? And the answer was simple. And he said, because I can. And he never looked at me. He just said, because I can. And it just floored me. If you really want to know the simple answer of why Calvary Church has a special needs ministry, it's because we really do our best to erase the word can't, cannot, from our vocabulary. In my early years, I remember spending plenty of time in staff meetings, and everything we would toss out there was shot down with word can't. We can't. We can't. And I'm in a room full of my peers today. All of us are in ministry to some degree. And can I get an amen that Monday mornings go like, I can't preach like that guy. I can't raise that much money. I can't afford to hire that staff position. I can't. And the simple reason that Calvary has a special needs ministry is because we made the shift one day. We made the shift to erase the word can't and cannot, and we chose to befriend the word that changes everything, and it's simply can, because we can. When I get my Sunday morning hug from my friend Hunter Odom, Hunter, would you stay in today? When I get my Sunday morning hug from Hunter, Hunter and I, we normally average about one round of golf a month together. Is that about right, Brent? About once a month, Hunter and I'll play golf together. And when I look in the eyes of Hunter after he gives the best hug. You need to hang around today and get a hug from Hunter. Best hug in the world. But when I get my hug from Hunter and I look in his eyes and I see zero residue of the word can't, when I'm asked the question, why do you have a special needs ministry? The answer is real simple. Because we can. Hunter, I love you, buddy. You can be seated. Cody, why don't you stay in, Cody? When I hear Cody and all of his challenges take out his guitar and play a little AC/DC, somebody. When I hear that, and he's holding that guitar and his little gnarled fingers and barely being able to grasp that pick, and there's absolutely no way he would ever entertain the word can't. My answer to why we have a special needs ministry isn't real. It's not real deep. It's just because we can. Go ahead, Cody. You can be seated. Tony, stand up, Tony. My friend Tony, stand up. You're clapping for everybody else, Tony. I want you to stand up. We won't clap for you, buddy. When I look at my friend Tony. Oh, I love that dude. He's still clapping. I love you, dude. When I get my hand clap and my high five from Tony, my answer is simple. Somebody say it. Because we can. You can be seated, Tony. Jared. Hey, Jared. Stand up, Jared. Tony, quit clapping. Sit down. Jared. If you're lucky enough to see a piece of Jared's artwork that I have in my office, can I just tell somebody, when you see a man that has every reason to say, I can't draw that, but yet he doesn't, he says, I'll take my best shot at it. The answer's simple, y'all. It's because we can. God bless you, Jared. You can be seated. Cynthia, my beautiful Cynthia, would you stand with your handsome, my friend Trey? Trey, would you stand up? Everybody give a soft clap for my friend Trey. Just give a soft clap. That right there, ladies and gentlemen, he's my C-A-N. He's my can. When Trey says, I can come to church when it's a little uncomfortable for my hearing. I can come to church when the crowd makes me a little uncomfortable. When mama says, there's every reason to stay home, but I can't, but I can go to church. You want me to say the reasons I can't have a special needs ministry? There are no reasons why I can't. There's plenty reasons why I can. I love you, Trey. God bless you, my buddy. Lucille. Wow. Lucille, stand. Are both of the boys here today? Are both of your boys here today? When a mama like Lucille has two precious boys on the autism spectrum, and yet she's an incredible wife and a mother to several more children, you want me to look into the eyes of that woman and tell her why we can't do something for her family? Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. When you look into those eyes, you have to use the words, I can. Somebody give it up for the Joano family. I know it's getting old. I know you're getting tired of it. But you need to go home and start seeing who's on your pew and in your chair. Because you've got plenty of Trey's and Jared's and Tony's. I know you've been in meetings where they just parade the need in front of you and you're moved for just a few minutes. But they're not leaving. When you're out of town, they're staying. The reason why we don't use the word can't is because Sunday I get to hug every one of them and their moms and dads and the cousins, the aunts and the uncles and the grandparents. And that makes me want to say, we can. I'll leave you with this. Jonathan Hess, where are you? There you are. Want me to tell you why we can? Because when a little 9-year-old walks into the dentist office, healthy, perfect in his mind and body, but due to severe malpractice, suffers brain damage at the hand of a professional, but yet mom and daddy bring him to church every Sunday. Now at 25 years old, Jonathan doesn't use the words, I can't stand on my own feet. I can't sit through church. I can't. No, he doesn't use those words. with every reason not to. Nobody smiles any longer or more intense and beautiful than my friend Jonathan Hess. Jonathan, this church can because you can. And every time you show up, my friend, is another reason why we keep putting our money where our mouth is, why we keep putting our heart into what we do. Somebody say the word can. As church leaders, we need to have room at our table for the 17 to 20% of the families affected by disabilities. We need to really embrace, not just preach the Great Commission, to therefore go and make disciples of all the nations, teach them the commands. The question's not, can they learn? The question is, can you teach? Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, deaf and blind and slow to speak, some delayed and others weak. But Jesus and Calvary Church, and I trust in faith, you as well, will love all the little children of the world. Give it up, not for me, but give it up for my friends that are here today.